time to listen back to the highlights here from Citi Field. The pitching matchup was Luis Severino against Brian Bello, scoreless after one. In the second, Severino worked around a couple of base runners with a 4-6-3 double play off the bat of Connor Wong for a scoreless second inning. In the bottom half of the inning, Jose Iglesias led off against Bello with a base hit. Jeff McNeil then chased him to third with a base hit of his own. First and third with nobody out for the Mets, Red Sox decided to play back for two with Starling Marte up. And the Red Sox, well, they pulled off the right play. They traded two for one. Marte grounded into a double play that scored Iglesias, but the Mets rally basically ended there, and the Mets settled for just one run despite having first and third with nobody out. 1-0 Mets after two. Top of the third inning with one out, Zidane Rafaela tripled on a ball that rolled past a diving Brandon Nimmo to center field. And with the tying run 90 feet away, Jaron Duran up for Boston.
The 1-1. Duran hits it hard toward the right side and through. A base hit under a lunging McNeil. That brings in Rafaela. Duran going for second, and the throw from right field is in time to get him out. Marte threw to second. Lindor was there to put the tag on Duran, who was just a little too greedy. Well, he ties the game with a single to right, but gets thrown out at second base. And he's looking into the dugout for maybe a replay, but Jaron, you're out, I promise. And that's the second out here in the third inning, but the game is tied.
Yeah, Jaron Duran thought the Red Sox were going to trade a run for an out once again. However, offensively, that's not always the best recipe. Either way, it's an RBI for Jaron Duran, and it was a 1-1 game. Severino then picked up a strikeout, and the game remained tied at one after two and a half. In the bottom of the third, Francisco Lindor extended his hitting streak to 12 games with a base hit to right field. And with a runner on base, Brandon Nimmo up next for the Mets.
Pitch. Line toward right center. Duran going back now. Reaches up. That's over his head. Lindor hits second. Motoring for third. Getting waved around. Lindor heading home. Cutoff throw is not in time. Lindor slides in head first with a dive. Nimmo's hits second. And the Mets take a 2-1 lead on Boston. And just as Boston got on the board on a ball by the center fielder, that was Nimmo. Nimmo puts it over the Boston center fielder's head to give the Mets the lead.
And check that, it's now a 13-game on-base streak for Francisco Lindor. And now the Mets are back ahead thanks to our Smash of the Game presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. So after Nimmo had misplayed a ball in center field the inning prior, he sends one over the head of Jaron Duran. If you heard our post-game chat with Brandon Nimmo on the field, he said the wind was just giving the outfielders fits all night. The Mets settled for just one, though, despite a Pete Alonso walk after that double. Jesse Winker flied out, and Jose Iglesias struck out to end the third inning. For Severino in the top of the fourth, a 1-2-3 shutdown inning. Then in the bottom half, Bello set down the first two Mets of the inning. DJ Stewart called up to replace J.D. Martinez on the active roster, who was placed on the paternity list prior to today's game. He started in left field and picked up his first big league hit since July 7th with a single out to right field, two outs and a runner on for Luis Torrens.
0-2. Torrens loops one in the air, left field line. O'Neill over to his right, not going to get there. It dunks in. Stewart racing for third. He's going to take a turn and head home. The cutoff throw to the plate, not in time. Stewart slides in at home, loses the helmet, pops to his feet, gets a high five from Lindor. And Torrens is in second. The Mets take a 3-1 lead.
No RBI in the play for Luis Torrens as Tyler O'Neill was charged with an error out in left field. But either way, the Mets were ahead 3-1 on our turning point of the game. Be listening tomorrow to 1010 Wins on 92.3 FM between 11:30 and noon. And be the 22nd caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you will win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game at Citi Field. Mets turning point of the game, sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply. With 13 locations on Long Island, they are everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. The two-out rally was on for the Mets. The order flipped for Francisco Lindor.
Nothing in one on Lindor. He's been on twice tonight. Chance to drive in a run, though, here. Torrens leads. Pitch. Slam toward right center field. That is a base hit for Lindor. Torrens rounds third. He comes home to score. RBI single Lindor. 4-1 Mets in the bottom of the fourth. And those three letters get maybe a little louder now as Lindor takes his great season back home for the month of September.
It has been some kind of run for Francisco Lindor. On base in 31 straight, he has hit safely in 13 straight, and he provided us with our insurance run of the game, presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. It was the second hit of the night for Lindor and a 4-1 Mets lead. Brandon Nimmo that went down on strikes to end the fourth inning. We'll jump to the top of the sixth inning with the Mets still ahead, 4-1. Severino set down the first two Red Sox of the inning, but a two-out single by Willier Abreu extended the inning. Tyler O'Neill next singled to put a pair on, and there were two outs and two on for Rafael Devers.
2-0 pitch. Swing and a fly ball to center. Moving in as Nimmo dives forward, makes the catch, rolls over, holds onto the ball, and that retires the side. Brandon Nimmo's had some adventures out there in center field tonight, but he puts that one away, and the Red Sox are done in the sixth.
Yeah, Brandon Nimmo fighting that wind, able to come away with a crucial catch as it was a run-saving grab, and the Mets were still ahead by three. Josh Winkowski on for the Red Sox. He set the side down in order. Then in the top of the seventh inning, Severino back to work with a three-run lead. He worked around a leadoff walk with three flyouts to make it seven innings of one-run ball, and his night was done. Winkowski in the bottom half worked around a Luis Torrens leadoff double for a scoreless bottom half. The final line on Luis Severino, seven innings, six hits, one run allowed, two walks, and five strikeouts. Danny Young took over for the Mets in the eighth. He struck out the first two batters of the inning. Alex Cora then went to his bench and called on Romy Gonzalez to pinch hit. He worked a two-out walk. Young then hit Tyler O'Neill with a backfoot sweeper to put a pair on with two outs. Two out there, Danny Young then delivered a wild pitch, and both runners advanced. Now it was second and third with two outs in a three-run game and the tying run at the plate in Rafael Devers.
Wind continues to blow in from left. Runners lead second and third, two out. Gonzalez at third, O'Neill at second, the 2-1. Devers bounces it slowly to the right side. In a couple of steps, McNeil to get it. Throws the first in time, and that retires the side.
And that's our save of the game, sponsored by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Danny Young in and out of trouble in the eighth, and the Mets still with that three-run lead. Winkowski made it three scoreless innings out of the pen as he came on for a scoreless bottom of the eighth. No Edwin Diaz available tonight. That would have been five times in the last six games. So rather, Carlos Mendoza turned to the right-hander Phil Maton. Tristan Casas led off and grounded out to start the ninth inning. Maton then struck out Masataka Yoshida for the second out of the inning. Two up and two down. Alex Cora went to his bench once again, and Mickey Gasper was the pinch hitter and last chance for Boston.
And the crowd here at Citi Field begins to come to its feet. Nothing and two to Gasper. Two out, nobody on. The pitch swung at it, missed strike three, put it in the books. Phil Maton with his first save as a Met. Seven strong innings for Luis Severino. Couple more hits for Francisco Lindor. And the Mets take the opener from the Boston Red Sox and have now won five in a row. The Mets have now gone 10 games over the 500 mark, the high water mark for them this year.